Episode 172, Bermuda Trip, Day 4. What a day. I woke up to some passionate loving and then after got ready to head to the beach. While getting ready, we put on Killers of the Flower Moon and watched the first hour. It was okay, but I wasn't feeling it that much. Anyway, we got through the first hour and then head out. We were excited to see the pink beach and had decided that we would take the bus to get there. We went with Mom and Dad and set off to the coral beach. It was pretty straightforward getting there and super cool traveling as a family. But when we got there and walked down to Cooper's Island, there was no pink beach. We talked it over for a moment and decided that we were determined to see it. We'd previously researched and found that Horseshoe Bay was where the pink beach was, but we didn't go there initially because multiple people told us it was at Coral Beach in Cooper's Island. That couldn't be farther from the truth. There was no pink sand at all. So after talking to a few locals, we took their direction on how to get to the south side of the island, where Horseshoe Bay was. We head back to the bus, waited for a bit, then jumped on the one to the town of Hamilton, followed by the number 7 bus to Horseshoe Bay. Along our ride, some of the drivers had been nice and others seemed a bit cocky, but as the day moved on, we started meeting nicer people. After about 2 hours, we finally arrived at the beach. We had left the resort at 11:30 a.m., but with the mishap of going to the wrong beach, it was now about 2:30 p.m. We went to some cheers and then began my pictures and video filming. They came out great too, but we were disappointed that there wasn't really any pink sand. Well, later my father and I took a run down the beach. We saw some, but couldn't see it over the entire beach. The pink sand was only visible when the water came down to the shore. It looked pretty cool though, but we wished it was more visible to the naked eye and we felt a bit duped. Nevertheless, we made the most of it. I took some pics of him, my parents, then Dad and I had a moment where we took a run down the beach. It was so cool and felt great. I was thankful that he captured it on video because those moments are the best. Throughout the day, he and I spoke about so many things and really worked well together to travel in a country we didn't know. It was comforting to have him by my side, and I felt so safe with every step I took. We truly had a great beach day because we were determined for it to be that. In addition, the last bus driver was the first bus driver we had in the beginning of the day, and he was getting off, so he offered to take us all the way back to the resort. It was a perfect ending to a great beach day, and now we were ready to shower and eat. We got back to the room, turned the movie on, ate some cereal, and just relaxed. We were worked out and exhausted from the long day, so we wanted to relax, but also had hopes of maybe doing something else later. The movie was cool, but something about it couldn't make me give it a 3.5 out of 5. The storyline was a little weird, and the oddness of it didn't sit well with me. He liked it more than me and gave it a 3.5 out of 5. Honestly, I could have done without the movie, and it just solidified why I've never really relied too heavily on the critics, because with some movies, they give super high grades and they don't warrant it. This was definitely one of them. Anyway, we decided to search for tea, but before that, we frolicked and put on the Apple Music playlist to continue on with the rap list. After that, we were ready to go to bed. So with that, loves, XOXO. Bombshell out.